Hey, Brandon. Sorry about that. My phone kicked us out. My apologies. You said cash, check, Cash App. I know you mentioned Venmo you used to have, but not anymore, right?
Yeah.
I used to have that problem. You want me to put Venmo? It's up to you.
Just put Venmo. And I'd say card right now because I'm trying to figure out a good card place or, like, a good machine or whatever.
You know what's a good one? What kind of phone do you have?
Do you have an iPhone?
Oh, perfect. You know what I would recommend? When I used to do catering, okay, this was like 10 years ago. I used to have the Square. It was free. I mean, they charge you like a percentage fee, right? But, I mean, it was free to get the Square app. And if I'm not mistaken, yeah, they even send you like the card reader. So I would look into that. Yeah, sometimes depending on who you bank with, they might have that. But I would say Square is a really good one because even when you do your taxes, it gives you the form that'll like give you your whole breakdown on what you charged on the card and the fees and everything. It's really cool. Uh-huh. You should look into it. What about Zelle? Do you do Zelle?
Yeah, I do have Zelle. I don't like using it, but I do have it.
Do you want me to list that or just leave it without? Up to you.
You can put it on there.
Okay. All right. And then now, you did mention, do you have some pictures of some of the work that you've done?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Would you like us to make you a business logo? It's included. It doesn't cost you anything.
What is that? What is the business logo as?
Well, a business logo is like a logo for your company, right? It could be like, I don't know, like a figure of someone mowing or something, and it'll like have your company name. I can ask them to create one for you, and if you like the company logo for you, that we created, you can keep it, and if not, we can do without it. It's totally up to you.
Let's do that.
Okay. And then, what is your preferred method of contact? Phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone, text, or email, I don't matter.
Okay. All right. And then the other thing that is available for you, it's included, it doesn't cost you more. We could provide you a tracking number. It does come with an app that you are able to actually see your calls, text messages, and instead of them seeing like your actual phone number, it'll be a tracking number that'll be linked to your phone number. So it also helps you preventing from getting any spam calls where we can block those calls. Is that something that you would be interested in the call tracking number, or do you want to keep it as your number appearing?
You just put that. Wait, when you said what would pop up if my number doesn't pop up?
So if we do a tracking number, right, it'll be a different phone number, but when it has a tracking number, okay, it comes with an app that you can download. And on that app, you can see your phone calls that you're getting. You can track those calls. You can also track the text messages. So you'll be able to pull it up through the app that you download. And it also prevents where, let's say, you get a spam call, we can block that call.
That's not added on. That's already in
there. It's not an additional charge. No, it's included. It's available to you if you want it.
Can I get it if I need it? If I get too many spam calls and I can.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I could put no for now, but let's say you decide, you know what, I think I want it. Then just let them know and we can add it on there. Okay. And then on your Facebook page, because we're going to be creating you that business Facebook page, right? How are you on Facebook? Is it just Brandon Keith?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull you up. Because we want to make sure.
Want to necessarily, like, connect it, I guess.
No. Let me explain how we create it, right? Any business that wants to create a business Facebook page, they have to have a personal Facebook, right? It's not that it's going to be connected. It's not that it's like they're going to have access to your personal one, but it's how they create it so that, let's say you want to add some pictures, okay, on your business Facebook page. you're going to have access to it so that you can upload your pictures on there too.
Okay.
Does that make sense now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. And you're just listed on there as Brandon Keith, right? I'm going to see if I can find your Facebook page. Do you recall what your profile picture looks like?
Give me a second.
If it's easier for you to, like, you know, the URL to your Facebook, if you send me that link, like if you reply back to the text message, any of the text messages I sent you, it'll actually send me the link. Because there's a lot of Brandon Keats.
You said I could text it to you?
Yeah, like any of those text messages that I sent you, Brandon, if you copy the URL at the top, it'll say like Facebook, dot, 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 and a bunch of numbers.
Yeah,
if you copy that and send it to me, I'll get it. Okay, perfect. Now, the last thing, in your text messages or in your emails, I know you got several of them. I need you to find your receipt. It'll say, Dear Brandon C. Keith, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see that there?
I see the We Are Passionate About Putting Your Business.
It might be the one after that.
Okay. Wait, the invitation one?
No, that's the one for your calendar invite. So it would be the one before that.
Oh, initial invoice. Okay.
Yes, that one. Okay, perfect. Open that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it'll read, Dear Brandon C. Keith, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Okay. So go ahead and click on that, and then it'll take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Scroll, stay on that page, and you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. You'll see where it's going to ask you for your signature, but right before that, there is a box to the left. And right next to it, okay, you clicked on the box because what you're saying is you're certifying that it is your name on the card that you gave for the payment. Now, in the signature box, you're going to type in your name, Brandon, exactly as it reads, okay? Do not put a period after the C, just Brandon space C space Keith. You don't need to put the date because it is already populated there. And then when you click on confirm signature, you should see it asking you for username and password, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. I wanted you to see this. So remember how I told you you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, right? So you could start tracking your results with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is why I want you to watch the video because it's going to show you how you go in there and do that. And this is actually where you would log in to see your reports and view your calls and all of that. So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you this link, a username and a password, and you can update it to a password of your choice. Okay? And I wanted you to see this part. Now, also as a reminder, and you probably already know, but I still like to remind everybody, save all of your receipts for your marketing. It is a write-off. Okay, so save your receipts.
Yeah.
All right. I want to be the first, Brandon, to welcome you to our Local Splash family. And I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you.
Yeah, I am too. I hope it proves good. Y'all seem like y'all know what you're doing, so.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for quite some time, that's for sure. I've actually been with the company myself 5 years. So we're very dedicated to our clients here. Okay. So don't forget, today they'll call you between 4 and 5 o'clock from that 877 number, and we'll send you that friendly reminder an hour prior, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, you have yourself a very blessed day.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. So, well,
any other questions before I let you go about your day since I took up all your lunch?
You're fine. Whatchamacallit. So if I guess whenever the everything gets set, they'll like call me, I guess, in between then and let me know, hey.
We'll be sending you notifications, right? So when your website's completed, we'll send you a notification letting you know, hey, check out your website, because we want to make sure if you have any changes that we make those changes before we have it go live. Okay? We'll notify you when you're live in the directories, we'll notify you when you're live in the local listing. And the technician's also going to go over with you as well that when you get that PIN code, we need that PIN code as soon as possible. So if anyone gets the mail before you do, let them know that you're expecting a PIN code in the mail from Google. It'll almost look like a postcard, and it will say Google at the top. Okay? So tell anybody that gets the mail before you, don't throw it away. It's not junk mail.
Okay.
All right, Brandon. Well, listen, you enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope you have a good rest of the week.
Thank you so much. I hope you do.
You are very welcome. Thank you. Have a blessed one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.